It was a gruesome scene inside of a Stanford hotel room earlier this month. A 59-year-old man was found duct taped to a chair. He had been beaten. He was suffering before the medical examiner ruled that he was fatally shot in the chest. Now, there are concerns that this crime is tied to the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua. And so Ken Gray is back with us from the University of New Haven. Ken is well versed in homeland security, terrorism, and criminal justice. Ken, good morning. What can you tell us about this Venezuelan gang?
Good morning, Melissa. So Tren de Aragua is a Venezuelan gang that started in the prison systems there in Venezuela. There's supposed to be somewhere on the order of 5,000 members in this gang, and they have been moving from Venezuela through Central America with the migrant movement, and moving all the way up in here to the United States. Currently, there's estimated about 600 gang members in the United States, primarily located wherever you have a Venezuelan migrant community here in the States.
Wow. I mean, what are some significant signs, Ken, leading investigators now to believe that this Stanford attack was linked to this gang?
So in their views of one of the two members that were arrested for this murder, they mentioned the fact that they had fear from retaliation by the gang. So that made them believe that the two may be members of Tren de Aragua, but it's not like they carry a membership card or have a tattoo that signifies that they are members. Some gangs, like MS-13, they have tattoos that lead one to believe that they're members of that gang. In the case of Tren de Aragua, they don't have cards, they don't have tattoos, and so they are suspected of being gang members because of the statements that were made to police and due to their connection here to this murder.
So, Ken Gray, forgive me. I know you're not one of the investigators on this case, but you do have some incredible insight from your background in understanding things of this nature. But why was this guy targeted? I don't understand why. This seems to me very random, but I would imagine with a gang that's, I would say, so notorious, this wasn't random.
Yeah, police have yet to provide details as to why Angel Samaniego was targeted here. He was bound in duct tape, shot in the chest. His car and his credit cards were stolen. The two had sold his car up in New York and was trying to use his credit card to buy train tickets. And so their connection to the murder is just good investigative steps that resulted from this, the investigation, following up on leads. But as to why he was targeted, unknown. The police, or if the police know, they have not shared that with the public. And I don't expect to see it until we get further into, the criminal prosecution of these two as to why he was targeted, if we ever know. But Tren de Aragua, among other things, targets members of the Venezuelan community. They not only are targeting the Venezuelan community, but they are also targeting other Hispanics here throughout Central America and in the United States, as well as carrying out activities against others. And so the fact that Samaniego was Hispanic, it may have been Venezuelan. I don't know that. That it would be another possible connection.
So, Ken Gray, this probably sounds like a very elementary question, but I'm going to ask it anyways. What's the point of the gang? Like, what is their end game whenever they attack people or they go after certain entities, I guess?
Money. I mean, this is a transnational criminal organization. They're all about making money. When they move with the migrant community, they are engaged in things like prostitution, smuggling, drug transportation, but they're also doing extortion. They are targeting the communities as they move through the area here, and they've spread out. So they are a big problem throughout South America, Central America, and now showing up here in the United States. They are in major cities throughout the United States. I've seen reports that said that they were recruiting in some of the shelters in New York, trying to grow their membership here in the States. They were located in L.A., in San Francisco, Chicago, and now perhaps even here in Connecticut. Although I'm not still totally convinced that these two may be gang members. That was the belief, but again, the actual connection to the gang, I think, is not well established at this point.
Okay, so you don't at this point feel like we're going to see a rise in these gang-related, if you will, attacks in Connecticut, because of course that's the concern for people when you hear about this case.
So wherever you have a Venezuelan community, you may have the possibility of these gang members showing up. Right now, they say it's around 600 in the United States. Whether the Venezuelan community here in Connecticut is large enough to have these members make it here, with 600 for the country, we may be seeing a few out here in Connecticut, but we're not going to see a large number here in Connecticut. Not unless we have a very large Venezuelan population here. We do have some Venezuelans here in the States, here in Connecticut. So it's something that law enforcement will be keeping an eye on.
So you're saying we have about 600 Venezuelan gang-related members in the U.S. right now?
That's the estimate right now. That is the only an estimate, but that's the guess.
Okay. Ken Gray, I always appreciate getting your insight, and certainly this is a story that has made many very uncomfortable, but to get a better understanding and kind of projection of what this could mean in the near future, we really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Anytime.
All right. Ken Gray again with the University of New Haven here on WICC.